You see, this is how it all works. And this has to do with every technique and method and the dynamics of how your life is unfolding. Is that you are either attracting desirable conditions to you or you're repelling them with your thoughts. All the things that you want in your life, all the things that are important to you in your life, one of two things is going on. You are either attracting them to you or you're repelling them by your thoughts. And we must train ourselves to think in new and different ways. Train our mind to think beyond what our present circumstances are dictating to us. For example, that woman that affirmed to herself, I have unlimited energy, I have unlimited energy, I have unlimited energy. What right did she have to be saying that? What she should have been saying to herself is, I'm exhausted, I'm beat, I'm dead tired. That's what she should have been saying to herself, because that's what was real. But she didn't. She said to herself, I have unlimited energy, I have unlimited energy, I have unlimited. Yeah, but you can't do that. Can you? Well, it just so happens that you can say anything to yourself. It just so happens that you can put any thoughts into your mind, that you are not limited to outer reality and consciousness. You can create in consciousness whatever it is that you choose. And what you want to do is you want to have that creating period every day. And I'll tell you, your creating period where you go into your mind, into your inner world, into your consciousness and create and manifest over and above what your outer world is suggesting is the most important part of every person's day. And you must find time in your very busy day. And I know they're busy days. You probably didn't even realize how busy your days were until it came time to do mind powers. I mean, you find time in your very busy day to go into your consciousness and you work the technique, seeing, feeling, vibrating, living whatever it is that you want as if it's really happening to you now. And then when you finish your exercises, let go of it. You don't have to hang on to it desperately. You don't have to do it all day. Let go of it. And then do your day-to-day activities, the things that you need to do. But then the next day, in your very busy day, once again, you go into your mind, creating, visualizing, affirming, doing all the techniques, living as if it's really happening to you now. And then when you finish your exercises, let go of it. Let go of it. You don't have to think about it again the whole day. If you do naturally, that's fine, but you don't have to. But then the next day, once again, you find time in your very busy day. Why? Because you know there's a payoff. And because you know that persistence is the key to manifestation. So you find time in that very busy day to go in and do your exercises. And you do it the next day. And you do it the day after that. And the day after that. And you do it again, and 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 that wasn't even a month. That wasn't even 1 month. Can you just get a small little inkling the difference between trying it once and twice and having persistence of doing it every single day so it begins to imprint directly into your subconscious? There is a price to be paid for mind powers. And it's more than positive thinking. It's having a vision of exactly what it is that you want, working the system and persisting with the system. Sometimes people say to me, yeah, but how's it going to happen, John? I don't understand how, by simply doing these techniques, that's going to make it happen. Well, we don't understand how. You very rarely know how. All we know is that supply follows demand, that you will be led to do the right thing in the right way at the right time. You will be amazed, you will be thrilled the way circumstances and situations and opportunities begin changing and opening up all around you when you open up your thoughts. Would you dare to believe in your vision as being stronger and more potent than your outer reality? Would you dare to infuse yourself daily with the images and impressions of what it is that you want to manifest? Would you dare to continue to infuse yourself daily, utterly ignoring unchanged conditions or even contradictory conditions? If you can do that, then you will step into the world and the world will give to you whatever it is that you want, because the secret and key is that the power that is in you is greater than outer reality.